I visited the land of Africa for the first time in 1990, and what I saw there and witnessed stayed with me, and I knew when I went back home, I could never ever be neutral again as a Christian, and I knew that there must be something that we were responsible for, not only personally, but as a people. People have somehow gotten away from the fact that while the social gospel is a lie, yet there's a very positive social side to the true gospel. When I came here, I thought of having a doctor in our clinic. I was advised by a pharmacist, actually, in Nairobi, where we got the drugs at that time. He said, listen, Bwana, he said, don't get a doctor. Get yourself a nurse, a qualified nurse, because you will be able to treat 95% of cases who come to you with a nurse, because nurses here can prescribe, you see. They've got a four-year course, which includes they can prescribe drugs. And he said, you can refer those who need referral to a larger hospital, but if you bring a doctor in, all the other expense piles on top of that for the sake of that 5%, which you can refer. And so that was very good advice. People do not realize the value of what we call an upcountry clinic. A small clinic, one nurse, one nurse aide, and a laboratory assistant who can do tests for malaria or whatever. He can do blood tests there and then and have a positive diagnosis. People cannot comprehend the value of a small upcountry clinic in rural Africa for those reasons.
This is a rural setup. It's a mission clinic, and we serve poor people, needy people, and it's able to treat 95% of the common diseases or even more, because it's a clinic that is set up in the rural. People depend on us to give them help at first hand. So we try at our level best to do more than nurses do. We call ourselves doctors because we handle what doctors handle. Because people, when they come to us, they don't expect to be sent away. They need to get help. So we go to an extent of doing that. We are trained to work in the rural setups to do what doctors do in the main hospitals. So we can deliver, we can stitch wounds, do main operations like removing a piece of thorn in somebody's flesh with a minor local anesthesia. And we can do tooth extraction, we can do circumcision. Those are the minor surgeries that we do. We have common diseases that are common in our setup here. We treat malaria. We have respiratory tract infections that includes bronchitis, coughing. Then we have typhoid, we have diarrhea diseases. We have seasons for everything. There are peaks for malaria, there are peaks for respiratory tract infections, there are peaks for deliveries. So it depends on what month it is. Like in January, we had about 500 patients. February, we had around 600.
What we've built here has so resonated in the hearts of these people through their gratefulness, their thankfulness, their appreciation, that even our medical clinic, the facility of the clinic for them, we were welcome in their village, in their home, in their area. We could give out gospel tracts. We could have gospel meetings. I cannot compute what this clinic has opened up for us gospel-wise. And we commenced here with a clinic, and it has grown from that. A clinic, we have now an orphanage of almost 200 children. We have recently opened an infant rescue unit, specifically for abandoned day-old infants, week-old infants, month-old infants. We have polytech, sewing class for the girls, carpentry for the boys. Dormitories, boys and girls, dining hall.
There's nothing wasted here, anything at all. Come. It's a goat's head with the hair burned off it, ready for to make soup.
We have auxiliary buildings. We have about 14 staff cottages. We have dormitories for visiting groups from UK or wherever they come from. We have a 500,000 liter water tank capacity for fresh rainwater harvested off our own roofs. It's our policy to have only African staff, and we have 40 plus staff full time.
Toka, 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 toka.
Love the people and love the work and let the work go forward. If I was to ask for a legacy, then let that be my legacy.
It certainly hasn't been easy over these past 15 years coming into Eastern Africa, a very remote area. And today we do have the expertise. Today we have the contacts, we have the local knowledge, and we can identify a site in a very remote area and we can construct an outreach rescue clinic at minimal cost. But what we need to do is partner with churches, with people of like precious faith, and do just that. Construct an outreach clinic, a place where 95% of the medical needs of those people can be met, a place where an abandoned baby can be received. And what we have proved here is that this opens the door for so many gospel opportunities. And that's our prayer, that's our vision for the future, that we'll not only meet the medical, practical needs of the people, a very poor people, but we'll be able to reach them with the gospel.